Today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel, but we're going to start a Chaf Beis and Beis at the Mishnah. Starts the Mishnah. If somebody is in the middle of davening, v'niska shu balkeri, and he realizes that he's a balkeri that we've been discussing in the last couple of days, that from Takanas Ezra is not supposed to daven or learn while he's before he went to the mikvah. Lo yafsik, he shouldn't stop the Shemoneh Esrei. Ali katsu, he should say a shortened version. Rashi says from every bracha he should just say a short amount of the bracha. Yar litva, somebody's in the mikvah. Im yochel lalois uskasois alikrois, if he could come out of the mikvah and dress himself and say Shema, actually tei netzachama before the nets, yala biskasav yikra. So that's what he should do. Mlav, but if he's unable to do that, biskasav nine viyikra. He should say Krishma in the mikvah. And all the poets can point out from this Mishnah how important it is to say Krishma by the Netzachama. Because, like we learned earlier, you have plenty of time after the Netzachama to say Krishma. So, shouldn't you should say the Krishma, not to rest in the mikvah. But the chshivas of saying Krishma by Netzachama apparently supersedes everything else. But if the mikvah is foul water, of Levimei Mishra, if they had soaked linen in that water, it also makes the water putrid, then you shouldn't go into that mikvah. So Rashi explains that the Gemara explained Achiatl Toichamayim is talking about a different situation. That if there's urine next to where you're davening, you should be careful to make sure that water, that urine should be diluted with water. The Kama Yachid Mehenem Natsoya, how much does somebody distance himself from urine or tsoya? Dal Rams. 4 rams. Begins the Gemara. Tan Rabbanu, how you earning the tefillah? Somebody's in the middle of davening. And this kushu balkeri, and he realizes he's a balkeri. La yafsik, he shouldn't stop. Eli katzer, he should say a shortened version. How you karbet tari? Somebody's learning. And this kushu balkeri. So we're talking about here somebody who has an aliyah. So first Tana says he should not stop. This kushu balkeri in a mafsik for aliyah. El megam gem v'kairah. Megangem, we said yesterday, two pshatim. Either he should say it very quickly, or he should say it in a slurred way, not clearly. Remei Omer, why? Because he's in the middle of an aliyah, we don't want him to walk away. Remei Omer, ein balkeri yishoy likras b'tayra, yoyis megilam psukim. That since the minimal aliyah is 3 psukim, so he's taka balkeri, and we're not going to make him stop the middle, but he doesn't have to have aliyah more than the minimum, which is 3 psukim. Tanyidach. Hayyam b'tfilah, somebody's in the middle of davening, the right soya kenegdoi, and he sees soya mahalch lefonav, he should walk straight ahead, actually zaken lachoyer of dalar amis, until the soya has 4 amis behind him. And of course, the halacha is not only 4 amis. If it's 4 amis, but he could still smell it, he has to go till he won't smell it. But if he's not smelling it, he still needs 4 amis. But Tanya lets start him. He doesn't have to walk forward. He can go to the side. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Had Efsher. The best is to go forward. Had the Lay Efsher, then it could go to the side. Continues the Gemara. Hayim Spal or Matat Soyim Kaimai. He's davening and he finds Soya, and it's in a place where Soya could be expected to be found. Amar Rava. Api Shechata. He did something wrong. So to daven with a tzoya, v'hoye machnecha kadosh, the pasuk says, our camp should be holy, you should daven where it's holy, now with tzoya. Still, tefillah sa tefillah. Mask of le'rava, so Rava asks, for zavak rishoyim te'eva, the carbon, the sacrifice of a rosha is disgusting, is an abomination. This is te'eva, davening with a tzoya, elam rava, hoye v'chata, since he did a sin, avish is bowel, tefillah sa te'eva. And Tosfos explains two pshatim. One pshat is that his tefillah is a to'eva, but he doesn't have to repeat the tefillah. And the other pshat, which is the halacha l'maisa, if somebody davened in a place where tzoya is to be expected, let's say in a house where you have children with diapers running around, and he afterwards finds tzoya, which he should have expected there, he has to daven again. Continue to Gemara. Tan Rabban, haya ayma b'tefillah. If somebody's davening, and he's unfortunately he can't control himself, he's sick, and he's urinating uncontrollably. He has to wait until it stops, and then he can continue davening. Tosfos discusses what does that mean that it stops? Is it enough that it should just stop, even though he's still wet? That's the second pshat in Tosfos. Since the Issa to daven with his mei reglayim is only midrabbanan, it's enough that it should just stop. The first pshat in Tosfos, it has to be not wet. That should be toifeich amnas latfiach. Toifeich amnas latfiach means that it's so wet it can make something else wet. If it's that moist, you can't daven. If it's less moist than that, you may. So now he had to stop davening, and where does he go back to? Rav Chizkiya Rav Hamnuna. He goes back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. He goes back to where he's up to. Ask the Gemara. She would say that their machloikus is this machloikus. Mar Sava, a Gemara we're going to learn tomorrow. That I'm sure if somebody stopped, he asked Kedei Ligmas Koloi for the amount of time that he could complete the Shemoneh Esrei. You know, let's say Shemoneh Esrei takes somebody 5 minutes, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei he stopped for a 5 minute break. Chayz L'Rosh, he has to go back to the beginning. Masover, that even if he stopped for such a long time, L'makom Shepasuk, he only goes back to where he's up to. Says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, if that's what they meant, Hayim Shah, what did it say if he stopped? It said M'loy Shah. What makes more sense is if he didn't stop, what is Dalacha? Miboyle. Elazok, the Gemara says, the Kulei Amma, everybody agrees, Im Shah Kedei Ligmas Kulei, that if he stopped in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, the amount of time for him to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, everybody agrees, Chayz L'Rosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. For Hossam, but the Lord Shalkim Ifki. Here is the Shaila where he didn't stop for that long. The Masav Gavra the Chuyuhu, even though he didn't stop so long, but since while he was urinating, he was ineligible to say Shemoneh Esrei, so that stop is considered a complete stop and he has to go back. Vein Royei, he's not considered roy to daven, made philosophy tefillah, and he has to go back to the beginning. There's nothing wrong with the person. He has an incident, and that's why it's philosophy tefillah. And if he didn't stop for so long, he could go back. So let's just talk halach lemaisa. Halach lemaisa. If somebody stops Ishmael Shemoneh Esrei, in Mil Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara says here, if he stopped for so long, then he could have finished all Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to the beginning. The shaila is two shailas. Is that under all circumstances? And the other shaila is it only by Shemoneh Esrei? Because Tosfos here in Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis asks a shaila in Yonah the Yoimer from Megillah. The halach is, it says in Mishnah Masechet Megillah that a person can read the Megillah over the whole day, a little every hour. So you see that stopping, it doesn't take an hour to read the Megillah, is not a problem. So the two terutzim. One terutz is that this Gemara is speaking strictly about tefillah. In tefillah there's a halach, you're not allowed to stop. Everywhere else, you are. Another teretz that the Tosfos gives is this difference why you stopped. If you stopped because you decided to stop, that's not considered an interruption, because it's in your control. But if you stopped because you were an oinus, it was not in your control, like our Gemara, that's when you have to be Chayz L'Rosh. So the halacha is like this. If you stopped because it was something beyond your control, everybody agrees, certainly by Shemoneh Esrei, but really by Shema, you should go back to the beginning. If you stopped because something you could control, by Shemoneh Esrei, you probably should go back to the beginning. By other things, we're not so makbid. Now, the question is, what is considered something you don't control? So urinating is certainly something beyond your control in this case. But let's say you got nervous about something. You thought that somebody was going to attack you and you stopped davening. Is that considered something beyond your control or not? Again, by Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered an oinus. By other things, it's not considered an oinus. One more shaila, it shouldn't happen, lo'yaleinu. What happens if a person, perhaps sometimes people are in hospitals and they're confined to the bed and they put on a catheter. So the shaila is, what about davening? They don't really control their expelling urine from their body. So I saw Rav Zilberstein Paskins that's not really considered urinating. Urinating is considered when it's done in the normal way. Here it's not done in the normal way. It's done through a pipe. So that's not a problem, and you're allowed to daven. Of course, if you know that it's coming out, you shouldn't daven. But if you're not in control and you don't know, you could daven.
They said you have to cover it over so you can't see.
Right, because that's the problem. We're going to get to that in a minute because you're not allowed to daven near it. We're going to get to that tomorrow soon. Tanabon. And this is the cover of. If somebody has to use the bathroom, Al Yispalo, Vim Spalt Philosotaiva. If he davens, his tefillah is considered disgusting. Amrav Zevayat Vitaimer of Yehuda, Loy Shad Al Shad Yochel Leshis Ba'atzmai. It's only if he can't control himself, hold himself back. Avim Yochel Leshis Ba'atzmai, if he can, tefillah is tefillah. So the halacha is not that that's what you should do. And it's, the Mishnah Berurah says it very explicitly. If somebody has the urge to daven, even if he could hold it back, he has to go to the bathroom, even if the expense of tefillah b'tzibur or the expense of kedusha or whatever, that everything go, this supersedes. But now we're talking that he did it, hold back, he didn't, he did daven. How much is the tefillah considered a tefillah? At kama, on Rav Shesh is at parsa. At parsa is the time it takes to walk a parsa, which is about 2.5 to 3 miles, which in halacha means 72 minutes. Ikad maslam asnisin, the medvar mamurim, the tefillah is not a tefillah, kishen yochalam al atzmoy, that he can't hold himself back. Am yochalam al atzmoy, tefillah's a tefillah. Vat kama, am razvid at parsa. What's the significance of a parsa? So the Rishonim say two pshatim. One pshat is because usually tefillah takes the time of a parsa. The whole davening takes about 72 minutes, certainly chakras. And another, in those days, another and another pshat they say is because any waste that's in somebody's body, if it you could hold it back a parsa, it hasn't been completely developed. The Rajba says this, the Bi'al Locha quotes the Rajba. If it, you can't hold yourself back a parsa that amount of time, that means the waste has been completely developed in your body, and you shouldn't be davening when your body's in that state. If somebody has to use the bathroom, I raise all his bowel. A person has to prepare himself before he davens. And that's why the Mashal points out here, it's not only preparing himself about going to the bathroom, it's preparing himself that he should be dressed like a mensch also before he davens. V'amrav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amrav Yonasan. Ma'i d'ksiv, a posuk in Kohelos. Shmor ragucha, watch your feet, kishetekei lecha beis elokim, when you go to Hashem's house. So he explains, Shmor atzmecha shloi techta, a person should watch not to sin. Vim techta, if he does unfortunately sin, have a carbon lefanai, bring a carbon to me. Continues the posuk, v'karov l'shmoya, be careful to hear, Amrav Rava, have a karv l'shmoy divrei chachamim. Be careful to emulate the chachamim. That what? Shem chaitim. That if they do a sin, mevi in karbon, they bring a kaiva, v'asim tshuva, and they also do tshuva along with the karbon. It's not just the karbon. Miteis haksilim zavach. Better what the fools bring a karbon. Alti kaksilim. Don't be like the fools. Shechaitim, when they do araveiro, mevi in karbon, and they bring a karbon, vein oisim tshuva, and they don't do tshuva. Because that doesn't mean anything, a karbon without tshuva. Kainim yoidim lasis raw. So the person ends off because they don't know how to do bad. Ask the Gemara, kainim yoidim lasis raw, yachat tzadikim nenu. So they're wonderful if they're not doing bad. So Gemara says, el atik silim, don't be like the fools, shechaitim avim carbon, they do a sin, they bring a carbon, however, enim yoidim, imal toibim avim al ramivim, they don't know what they're bringing you for, if it's for good or if it's bad. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to such people, ben toiv l'ra, enim avchinim, they can't tell the difference between good and bad. V'heim v'im karbon l'fanayt, and they bring a carbon, and the pasuk says, don't do that. You have to, if you bring a carbon, do it with the proper tshuva. Rav Ashi v'teim Rav Chanina v'papa omah, this has a different, the pasuk is talking about something else. Shema nekavcha b'sha shata oimah v'tfil l'fanayt. Be careful that you don't have to go to the bathroom when you daven. Tana Rabban, we begin a sugya, which is not that relevant La Loch Lamaisa in our world. It's the sugya about davening, going into the bathroom with tefillin. Now, in, first of all, our bathrooms are very different than their bathrooms. Their bathrooms were, I would even say, less than outhouses, because number one, they weren't houses. They were pretty much exposed. And number two, there was nowhere where the waste went. The tzoyah just stayed on the ground. Our bathrooms, of course, are enclosed areas, and the waste obviously goes down the sewer. So Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas l'beis hakiseh, if somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening, Choyos tefillah barachuk dalar amas, he should make sure to take off his tefillah and dalar amas away from the bathroom, the nichnas, and then he should go in. Again, in our bathrooms, because they have walls, and because the soil does remain, if the bathroom is within dalar amas, or where you're taking off your towel tefillah, it's fine. On the other hand, there's no shaila, as we learned today's Gemara, that there's any reason why anybody should walk into the bathroom with tefillin or towels. There's nothing to worry about. You can take it off if you have to go in the middle of davening and leave it by your seat.
It was the biggest shaila because they used to wear tefillin all day.
Okay, that's true too. Again, but we have even if you wore tefillin all day, it wouldn't be a problem nowadays because you can take it off wherever you are. This is talking about a place that was already used for bathroom. Avo beis hakisei aroy, a place that has never been used for bathroom. You're just going to use it for the first time now. You can take off your tefillin and do what you have to do. However, when you finish using the bathroom, machik dalat amos aminichin. Don't put on the tefillin right close to where you used it, the bathroom. But you have to walk away dalat amos. Why? Now it's a beis hakisei because you used it. Ask the Gemara. If a person only has to urinate, may he walk into the bathroom wearing tefillin? Ravina Shari. Ravina says it's permissible. Rav Adav Amasna also. Also Shaul Ravel. So they went to ask Ravel his opinion. Amalu also. He said it's also. Chashina Shema Yifna. We're concerned that he may, even though his original intention was only to urinate, he may end up going for Gedolim. Vamilai, even if he may not go for Gedolim Shema Yifich, then he may pass gas. That's why, even though his intention was only for urinating, he should take him off before he goes in. Tan Yidach, there's another braisa. Hanichnas Beisach, he said, Kvua, if somebody has to go in to the bathroom, Chayos Tefilos, he should take off his tefillin, Barachik Dalet Amos, 4 amos away from the tefillin, from the bathroom, or Menichin Bechaloyin Samach Lushu Surabim. So they used to have a wall. The bathroom was probably in the back of the house, in the backyard, and there was a wall. Once, with a window in it, with an opening in it. One side of the window opened up to this private backyard. Another side of the window opened up to the Rishus Rabbim where people walked. Each side has its own disadvantage, as we'll learn in the Gemara. The disadvantage of the side opening up to the private area is there were mice and rodents running around there, and they could do something to the tefillin. The side to the Rishus Rabbim, there aren't mice running around the Rishus Rabbim, but there are all sorts of people running around the Rishus Rabbim, and we're concerned that they may take the tefillin, and as we'll see, what could happen. So now faced, which side of the window should you put it on? Should you put it on the side facing Rishus Rabbim, or the side facing Rishus Rabbim? So we're going to see, Vashamai says, "Omanichin b'chaloyin hasamach Rishus Rabbim." Put it on the window facing Rishus Rabbim, v'nichnas, go and use the bathroom. Kshiyotzi, when he leaves the bathroom, machik dalat amos, he should walk Dalet Amos away from the bathroom, umanichan. And that's where he should put on the tefillin. Divrei, beishamai. Basila oimrim, basila say, no, oisim beyodom v'nichnas. He could walk into the bathroom holding the tefillin. Rav Kiva oimer, oisim bebigdoi v'nichnas. You could put him on your clothing. So right away the Gemara jumps. Bebigdoi salgadaitech, does it mean just put the tefillin on your clothing? Zimna mitchnalu v'nafli. If you leave the tefillin on your clothing, so there's nothing holding on to you, they may just drop. Elo, Ema, Oichsim, Bebigdoi. Don't just hold the tefillin in your hand, according to Rabbi Kiva, but rather put them under your baggage. V'nichnas, Oichsim, Bebigdoi, Ubiyadoi, V'nichnas, V'nichnas, Umanichem, Bechurim, Asmuchim, Beisakisei. And you should put it in the wall near the Beisakisei. V'lo Yenichem, but don't put it on the wall, in the opening. Bechurim, Asmuchim, Shus Rabbim. Why? The worst thing that he says is to put it on the wall facing David Rachim. Because by putting it there, you could end up with somebody suspecting you of doing something wrong. And the Gemara quotes a story to that effect. On Mass of the Talmud Echad, there was a story with a yeshiva bacher. He had to use the bathroom, and he put his tefillin in that opening. A boss was on Achas. A prostitute came. For nothing sudden, while he was in the bathroom, she stole away the tefillin, or basel by semedrish, and then she came into the yeshiva. And she said a terrible thing about him, that he gave her his tefillin as payment for doing something immoral. So first of all, it was a double thing. Number one, that he did this, and number two, what did he pay her with? He paid her with his tefillin. When the Talmud heard this horrible rumor that was being spread about him, all the Rosh Agag, the Nuffel Mace. He went to the roof and died. So I saw the Sharm Tzion Balocha says a very nice word. Many times when people learn this Gemara, they think, well, they went to the roof and he committed suicide, which of course we know is also to commit suicide. So he says, you have to look in the Lashon HaGemara. All of Rosh Hagag, the Nuffel Mace, he didn't jump, he fell. That means like this. He was in a terrible situation about this thing that was being said about him. So he had to clear his head. So he went up to the roof to walk and calm down. And while he was on the roof and he was completely tumbled, he fell off. but not that he jumped. At that point, they made a rule, he should hold it under his clothing and hold it in his hands, and walk into the bathroom. Don't leave it outside. Tarabon. First they left the tefillin in the opening facing the bathroom. But that didn't work. Because there was a problem that the mice came and took it. So they said put it on the other side of the window, the side facing Shusarabim. But we know that doesn't work because people walking by took it. So that's when they made up. Hold it in your hand and walk in. Amr Ma'ashav Reid Yishuv Malevi Halacha. The halacha is Goyim can safer. He should roll up the tefillin like a safer. You know, it's make it a little more compact. For Oichsam B'Yaminoi, hold it in your right hand, connected libay, next to your heart. Like that, by holding it that way, you'll have the proper concentration. The Mefarshim explained to pay the proper respect to it. Amr Rav Yosef Ben Yuni, Amr Rav Nachman. When you roll it up and you're holding it under your hand and you're in the bathroom, you have to be careful that none of the ritzuas should be sticking out, because the ritzuas also have kedusha. We make the shem Hashem with the ritzuas. Omer Rav Yaakov Barach Omer Vezera Loishon al Shei Shos B'Yom Lulavshim. When it was all this said that you're allowed to walk into the bathroom holding your tefillin, where there's enough time in the day anyway to put them back on, like we said before, they wear tefillin all day. Aval ain't shas b'yom l'lofshin. If you go into the bathroom towards the end of the day, Lila loves my tefillin, you don't wear tefillin at night anyway, and you're going to the bathroom, and after you go into the bathroom, you're anyway not going to put them back on. Oislon kes tefach, you should make a bag, which is at least the size of a tefach, or menichem and put the tefillin into the bag. Why should you make it into a bag? Because a tefach big, because if it's anything less than a tefach, it's not considered a bag, it's considered a wrapper. And a wrapper is not considered a separate keli. Amar Abaya, Loishon al b'kli shu klayim. When do we require the bag to be a tefach big? When it's a bag made specifically for the tefillin. Av b'kli shu ein klayim. If it's a bag not made specifically for the tefillin, afil pachas b'tefach, then even though it's less than a tefach, it's considered a bag and not a wrapper, and it's big, good enough to put the tefillin in. Armazut v'teimer v'ashi, teida, I'll bring you a raya that a bag could be considered a bag or an enclosure could be considered legitimate even when it's less than a tefach. The halacha is like this. Anything that's an oil hames, anything that's in the same building as a mace becomes tamei, klicheres. So what's an eitzah? And klicheres has no tahara. There's no, we learned this. There's no way of purifying klicheres. So what do? You put a klicheres in a sealed enclosure, and that's enough. So the halacha is that you can take a small klicheres and put it in a bag, even less than a tefach, and still considered put into a sealed thing. So you see that a bag is considered a bag even when it's less than a tefach. Sherei pachim ktanim mitzilim ba'olam eis. The small klicheres could be saved from becoming tamei in the same oil as a mess, even though they're in a bag less than a tefach. V'amar Rabbi Babachana, k'avazlina basrei de Rabbi Yochan. We were walking behind Rabbi Yochan. K'avaz boil a mail basakisei, if he wanted to go into the bathroom. K'avaz noket sifra dagarato, if he was holding a sefer dagarato, he was holding a sefer. First you say, why dafka sefer vagarato? Because they were always makbet to always learn, even when they're on the road. When you're on the road, it's a little hard to learn hard subjects. So they took along with them an easier sefer, but they took always along a sefer. Have Yavla. He used to give it to us. Not to walk into the bathroom carrying a sefer. Kav knock a tefillin, but when he was holding his tefillin, lo have Yavla. He didn't give it to us. He went in with the tefillin. Oma, hoyo v'shirinu rabbonim, since Chazal allowed us to wear the tefillin in the bathroom, as we carry the tefillin into the bathroom, the natron, I want to go in holding them because they will be a shmira for me. As we learned, there are shadim in bathrooms. Amar Rava, Kavazlina Basreder of Nachman, Kavanokit Safer the Garata. Same story, if he was holding a Safer the Garata of Nachman, Yavlon. He would give it to us. Kavanokit tefillin, when he was carrying tefillin, Loyav Yavlon. He didn't give it to us. Amar Hoyav Shrin Rabbonim, since Chazal allowed us to walk in with the tefillin to the bathroom, the Nachman. Before we go further, let's just talk about two shilas that are halach lemaisa. One shaila is, like we said earlier, we're noig, and there's no reason, not just no reason, it's the right thing, that we don't walk into the bathroom wearing tefillin. That means if you have to use the bathroom in the middle of davening, take him off and leave him by your seat. The shaila is, let's say somebody does that, what about a bracha? When he puts on his tefillin, when he comes back to his seat, does he make a bracha on the tefillin again or not? Because he had a hefsek. So most poskim paskin that you should make a bracha. The only one that says that you shouldn't make a bracha, and even he's not 100% sure, is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, since the bathrooms aren't far in our times, they're close by, it's not considered a hefsek. But again, the Mishnah Berurah and most poskim said that you should make a bracha.
How long is the hefsek?
It makes no difference. Since you can't wear the tefillin in the bathroom, it makes no difference how much time you were there. The poskim can give a shtickle eitzah if you want to be sure. When you put the tefillin on the first time, you should have in mind that the bracha will only work until you take off the tefillin. And if you have to take off the tefillin and put it back on afterwards, then you need to make a new bracha for sure.
Can't you reverse the kavana?
Yeah, but because if the bracha doesn't work, kavana won't help. Now there's another shaila, which is a very, very common shaila, about walking into the bathroom when you have something, the kisrei kodesh. All of us have the OU diary that has in it Birchas Hamazon, a mincha, or you're sometimes carrying a piece of paper with the Divrei Torah on it. What's the halacha? So first of all, the best thing is not to have the shaila, and certainly if you could avoid walking into the bathroom with it, it's fine. A sefer, if you have a sefer, not just a piece of paper or something keeping your package, you're holding a sefer, you should not walk in to the bathroom holding a sefer. However, if you have something printed that you have in your pocket, the shaila was already discussed by the Ritvaz, one of the earliest Chuvas for him, and the Ritvaz says that since our things are printed, it's not written out, and it's not Ksav Ashuris, it's not the same lettering as the Sefer Torah is written, it's Rashi print or the black print of Hebrew, you could be Mekel. And the Tzitz Eliezer also has a long tshuva about this, and he paskins halach lemaisa that if a person has no choice, he could go into the bathroom with them in his packet. He does say it would be an advantage if you could put it a kiss b'toich kiss. That means if you have the thing in a, every one of these things has a cover, and then if you put it into another bag, so it's a kiss b'toich kiss, and we'll learn the Gemara at the end of the week that a kiss b'toich kiss always works. That's why a lot of times people ask the shaila if they're traveling and they're in the airport, and if you leave your suitcase in the airport and you go into the bathroom, you'll probably cause a national disaster. So are you allowed to walk into the bathroom with your suitcase? The halacha is, if you have your tefillin in a talus bag, and we're going to learn in today's shiur that the talus bag is not considered the bag of the tefillin, so that's already one keli, and then you have that in a suitcase, so it's considered keli b'toich keli, and if you have nobody that you can leave your suitcase with your towels tefillin in them, you can walk into the bathroom that way.
If you have your garment covering tefillin bag, you have a suitcase.
That's even better. Tana Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara. Lo yechas adam tefillin b'yadai. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand. The Sefer Torah b'zroya and the Sefer Torah in his hands v'yispalo. Why? Because if he's concentrating on the Sefer Torah and he's worried that it shouldn't fall, he can't daven properly. And that's what halacha is. You shouldn't hold the Sefer Torah during davening only in times that you're referring to the Sefer Torah. In other words, when do we hold the Sefer Torah? In some places, there's a minhag to hold the Sefer Torah by Yukim Purkin. Because Yukim Purkin speaks about Talmid HaChachamim. Or when you say Vehi Ben Soyah, so you're talking about Torah. That's why some people have a minhag. Most people don't have this minhag. That by the Mevarach HaChodesh, they don't hold the Sefer Torah. Because Mevarach HaChodesh has nothing to do with the Sefer Torah, and you're not supposed to hold the Sefer Torah during davening. A person shouldn't urinate when he's holding the Sefer Torah. A person shouldn't sleep where he's wearing the tefillin, even a temporary sleep. Omer Shmuel, sakin umos v'kara, a knife, money, a china plate, a kikur, or a loaf of bread, have the same din that you should not hold these things when you're davening. Why? So Rashi explains, because these things are things that people are concerned about. He doesn't want to drop the knife and hurt himself. He doesn't want to drop money. He doesn't want to drop the china plate and break it. He doesn't want the bread to get dirty. So Rashi says that the Gemara is referring to these four items. But many Rishonim, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, says you shouldn't hold anything when you're davening. Because again, it takes away from the concentration if you're holding something when you're davening, and that's the halacha. The only thing that you're allowed to hold during davening is a siddur or a machzor. Amrav sheshes. Less hechas akamas nisa. The halacha that says that you're not allowed to urinate while you're wearing tefillin, we don't pass like this brisa. That price is according to Beis Shammai, and we know we always pass them like Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel, because if we're going to hold like Beis Hillel, hashta basic kisei kavua. We just finished learning in the previous Gemara. The Beis Hillel says that somebody's allowed to go into a basic kisei where you do gedolim, basic kisei arayi. We're only going to urinate miboye. So when it says here that you can't urinate, it must be according to Beis Shammai, and we don't pass them that way. Meisvei, ask the Gemara question. There's a braisa that says a statement, an ambiguous statement. The braisa says, "Dvarim shetati l'chakan, things that I said are permissible here are sati l'chakan, are not permitted, are also somewhere else." And the braisa doesn't say what it's talking about. It just makes an ambiguous statement. So the Gemara says, we have to try to figure out the braisa. My laugh, what is this braisa's subject? Tefillin. I am bishlon beis hillel. If I say it's going according to Beis Hillel, I'll say like this. Hitatil chakan, I allow you to go with tefillin in a basic kisei kavua, and a satil chakan, basic kisei rai, in a bathroom where you only urinate, I don't. And we'll see why that is the case. Eli amr Beis Shammai, if you're going to tell me that this bais is going to Beis Shammai, halo sharv lo midi, they say you can never wear tefillin in any type of bathroom. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, there's no proof. Who says that this price is talking about tefillin? Ki tanya hi, this price is talking regarding the halacha of how much a person is allowed to expose themselves when they use the brisa. Right. When you use the bathroom, I mean. The tani chada, one brisa says kushanifna. When somebody uses the bathroom, megal achrof tefach, he could expose himself from the back of tefach, or the front of tefachayim, and in front of him, two tefachim. But there's a different braisa that says la'achra of tefach, behind him is a tefach, or front of v'loy klum, in front of him nothing. My laugh. So we have a contradiction. My laugh. How do we answer this contradiction? Idiv idivish. I'll say both braises are talking a male. V'loy kasha kan l'gdoilim. One braise is talking where he only has to, when he has to use the bathroom l'gdoilim. So he opens the back. Kalik tanim. Fred asked the Gemara Tisbro. Ibik tanim. If we're talking that he only has to urinate, so what? And the second bryce is talking that he has to urinate, and that's why we let him open up a tefachim in the front because he has to urinate. The question is lack of tefach lamli. So why is he exposing himself from the back? He only needs the front. Answer the Gemara Eli idiv idiv gedolim. Both bryces are talking that he has to do gedolim. Lo kasha, habi ish, habi isha. A male urinates from the front, so he has to open from the front and from the back. A woman is only from the back. That's what the braisa is talking about. Ask the Gemara. If you tell, so we have no riot to tefillin, because according to where the Gemara is up to now, this braisa is not discussing tefillin. Ask the Gemara. We learned regarding this braisa. The braisa makes a tshuva, makes a statement. Zel kavachomer shenol tshuva. There's a kavachomer here that cannot be answered. My own tshuva. What's so difficult? Darker the Musahi. The Bryce is talking about the human anatomy, which is the way it is. Elav, we have to go back to our original interpretation that's talking about tefillin, the tiyufta the rava. And the Bryce is taka saying that Beis Hillel will allow tefillin in a basic kisei kavua and not allow tefillin in a basic kisei roi. Omer Shoshis, tiyufta. You're right. The Bryce is talking about going into the bathroom according to Beis Hillel, and Beis Kisei Kavu is Mutter, and a Beis Kisei Arai is Osser. Ask the Gemara, Mikol Makom Kasha, but we have a big problem. Hash the Beis Kisei Kavu Shari, and a Beis Kisei Kavu, he's allowing you to go in with your tefillin. Beis Kisei Arai Lukoshkein, and the Gemara, Hochkama. Beis Kisei Kavu, the Lek and the Tzaitis. When a person going to Beis Kisei Kavu, he's going for Gedolim. So there's no problem of some of the urine splattering on his feet. So that's why he could go in with the tefillin. However, basic kisei arai, where he's only going to urinate, dik in the tzaitzis, asri. There's a problem in the tzaitzis, and the halacha is that if urine drips on a person's feet or his clothing, he has to be careful to wipe it off, because people shouldn't think that a person whose urine doesn't go with a stream is unable to have children, and they'll think his children aren't his children. That's why we're more makpid on a basic kisei arai than we are on a basic kisei kavua. Ask the Gemara, Yochan, amai ein alav tshuva. Why does the Brisa say there's no answer to the kavu chayma? Tshuva ma'asihi. We said a wonderful explanation why we should be more machmer in a basic kisei arai than a basic kisei kavua. Hakama, Hamesa. So the Bnei Shu explains Rashi this way: there are two ways of looking at things. You can look at it with a kavachomer, and you can look at it analytical. If you look at it with a kavachomer, this halacha doesn't make sense, because we're being more machmer on a basic kisei arai than we are on a basic kisei kavua. That makes no sense. But if we look at it analytically, after the explanation the Gemara just gave, it works beautiful. That's what it says. Hamesa, Teisle b'Taras Tama. Analyze the situation. Don't approach trying to figure it out with a kavachomer. De-asculate the Torah's kavachomer, because if you will attempt to try to figure it out with a kavachomer, the kavachomer shana l'tshuva, the kavachomer won't work. Continues the Gemara. We know that it's not proper manners to have to go during a meal to the bathroom. So a person should try to use the bathroom before he eats. But let's say he doesn't have the urge. So how does he take care of it? Tanabon, Arotza Lekonis Lasudus Kva, Mahalach Asara Pamim Dalar Amis. He should walk 10 times 4 Amis, or Dal Pamim Yud Amis, or 4 times 10 Amis, and like that, the waste in the body will come down. V'yifna V'akach Nechnas. Amar Yitzchak, HaNechnas Lasudus Kva. If somebody goes into a Sudus Kva, Cholot Tfilof, he should take off his tefillin, V'akach Nechnas, and then he should start the meal. Which means don't take him off by the table, take him off before you enter the room. And this is in disagreement with Rav Chiya said, he should leave, he should take him off and leave him on the table where he eats, for king hardaway. And that's the right thing to do, that you should be able to have the tefillin at your disposal as soon as you need it. Var Amos, Amram Nachman Yitzchak, adds man brach until he gets to Birchas Hamazon. At Birchas Hamazon, he should put on the tefillin again. So here we see that a Sudas Kva, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Sudas Haroi, according to Gemara, you're allowed to. So the Shaila is in Shul in the morning, let's say they're serving cake or schnapps, whatever, after davening, and you're still wearing a Talis tefillin. Are you allowed to eat? So it's a Sudas Haroi. So Shulchara be Mutter. But the Paiskim say it's not Mutter, because when is a Mutter in those days, where they wore tefillin anyway all day? So you don't have to take off your tefillin for a Sudas Haroi. But here, where you don't wear tefillin anyway all day, and you're going to take them off after davening, it's inappropriate to eat in talis tefillin. Tani chada, continues the Gemara. We learned the one brisa. Tsar adam tefillah im ha'oisah b'fakasasai. A person could wrap his tefillin together with his money in his kerchief, like in his handkerchief and a scarf. Tani yidach, lo yitzu. You're not allowed to put the tefillin and the money in the same kerchief. Ask the Gemara, how do we reconcile these two brises? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Hada Azmnei. If you specified that this is the place where you keep your tefillin, you shouldn't use it for money because it's a tashmish kedusha, it's an accessory for kedusha, and something that's an accessory for kedusha should not be used for something else. Hadlai Azmnei. If you didn't specify it, then you can keep the money in it. Dom Rav Chizda. High sudri the tefillin bag. The Azmnei lemates by tefillin that you set aside to use for the tefillin. Sarbei tefillin, and you actually used it. Also, lemeitz bei pshiti. You're not allowed to use, put money in it. Azmenei, but if you only designated it, the light sarbei, but you never used it. Or sarbei, you used it, the light azmenei, you never actually specified it. Shar lemeitz bei zuzi. Then you can still use it. However, the Gemara says, ulabai dam azmanim milsehi, that specification is adequate. Azmenei. If you specified it, afgad like sarbei, even if you didn't use it, sarbei, then it's aser. Sarbei, and if you used it, e asmenei. You always need a designation. Aser, eloi asmenei loy. The halacha is like this: the tefillin bag is a tashmish the kedusha, and should not be used for anything else, unless when you buy it, you make a tanai up front. that you're going to be allowed, that you're making it tonight, that you want to use your tefillin bag to put other things in it. But if you don't make that condition, you're not allowed to put anything else in the tefillin bag. To the degree, to people who wear two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, the halacha is you shouldn't put both pairs into the bag. Why? Because according to Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin apostle. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi tefillin apostle. So you're putting into your tefillin bag something that's not the Tashmish to Kedusha. So you should have two separate tefillin bags and not mix them up. They should be marked. This is the Rashi bag and this is the Rabbeinu Tam bag. That's on the tefillin bag. So, of course, you can make a condition, but I don't know if you should make a condition. You just have to use your tefillin bag only for tefillin.
Even if it's not tefillin, it's still Kisvei HaKadosh.
Right, but it's not Tashmish, it's not Tashmish Kedusha. It's Kisvei Kedusha, but it's not Tashmish. Now, the talus is different. A talus is only Tashmish the mitzvah. Tashmish the mitzvah does not have the same halacha as Tashmish Kedusha. That's why talus bag, you can't put other items into besides Tashmish Kedusha. You can put in this forum, Sidurim, or other items.